now we've got an adventure. Are you excited to hear what the adventure is?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
We have a chance to listen to a man. I almost said gentleman, but I don't know him that well. Yes, he is a gentleman. Yes, he's a gentleman. He's very pickable. He's fun for me to pick on. I like that, you know. I like that. I like pickable men. Pickable men. And he's very pickable. And he's going to share his thoughts with us tonight. And that's our Albert. He was thought I was going to call him Smirky. There's two Smirkies in this room. One there and one over there. With his, see, he covers up his mouth, so I can't call him Smirky. See over there in the blue sweater?
Yeah.
That's him. He's the other one. But this is Smirky Albert. And I don't know what he's going to say, so get ready, everybody. Get ready. Oh, love you, honey.
Yeah, she just wanted a kiss. That's why she got me up here. I started coming to this church 2 years ago. A friend invited me, and I was going through some hard times. And I actually sat there about 2 months after I started coming to the church, and I said, Lord, take me. I'm yours. But I don't want to stand on that podium and talk to people. Use me another way. So as Millie has always said, watch your words, watch your thoughts. They become your reality. And a couple of months after that, I was up in Cuyamaca and saw something on the ground. I picked it up, and I said, that would be a topic. Can anybody see this? Do you know what it is?
No.
It's an acorn. It's an acorn. And unfortunately, just today when I grabbed it, it fell apart, but it's been intact. I've had it for about a year, and that's the topic. Everybody says it's an acorn, and if you got everybody that's professionally that knows about trees and seeds, it's an acorn. But to this little fella here, he's not an acorn. He's an oak tree. He's a big oak tree. While everybody stands around and says, it's an acorn, I'm an oak tree. Everything it needs to be an oak tree is inside of it. And everything you need to reach your potential is inside you. So when I came here, I didn't know my potential. But Millie, little by little, she just kept talking to me, and just gradually I'm realizing that the potential is inside me. When you look inside yourself, you'll discover who you are, who you truly are. And you are a seed of love that God has planted on this planet for you to share your love. And I read this the other day, is our purpose here is to grow in love. That's what we come to this planet for, to grow in love. When we were babies, we so much love, but people told us things, we lived experiences that somehow affects us. And we don't express our love freely all the time, or with everybody, or with strangers. And that's the message I really have today. It's very basic. 2 years I've been coming here, and I realized that in those 2 years, I needed the love that I get, the words that I hear, the messages I receive, the attention I get. That's love I'm receiving, and that has nurtured me to grow to a different person. 2 years. And Millie's celebrating her 89th birthday. She didn't turn 89 yesterday. She's been turning 89 for 89 years. She has didn't all of a sudden become some wise 89-year person. It's been gradual. She gave me a message one day with the letter F, and we spoke about this at dinner today. And I thought about my grandfather, whose name is Fidel. I thought about my brother. And a year later, I realized that my father's true name, which I already knew because we know him as Jose, is Florencio, but he never used it. He changed his name. He didn't like it. In the moment I thought about his name, I felt his presence, and right away I clicked to the message she gave me from a person with the letter F. So sometimes things are not instant. They're not automatic. There's a growing process. But it's inside you. If you look inside, That's where you start making changes. Your outside world doesn't change unless your inside world changes. And you'll always be challenged. There'll always be, I kept telling my daughter, there's no such thing as trying. Either you did or you didn't. There's obstacles in the way, and you have to overcome them. You don't try, you just overcome them. And one of the things that really helped me a lot is two thoughts that came to me just from up there. One was that God is never on your side. Whatever you're going through, he's not on your side. And a lot of people don't understand that because they think of good and bad, right or wrong. And if I look back, God's always in the middle. And he is not worried with who's right or who's wrong or who's honest or dishonest. When you come to the middle, that's when you have peace and harmony. You're at, like they say, the eye of the storm, peace and harmony. So God's never going to take your side on an issue with another person. But when you come to God, you're able to deal with that person and whatever they're going through. That's one of the things I learned. The other thing is, I've looked back and I've realized that in my hardest times, I've always said it's my faith that carried me through. But in my most humblest moment, I realized that it's not my faith. It's God's faith in me. He has put things in front of me for me to overcome. But it is his faith in me that has carried me through. So, you know, I'm just very humbled that I can be up here to speak. I wasn't going to make it long. But if you can remember that it's inside you. Anything you want to accomplish in life, anything you want to do, you can do it. You know, just, Millie said it the other day, just grab a hold of his hand and enjoy the ride. Okay? Hey, thank you guys for this moment. Yeah. That way we get more readings. Okay. That way we have more readings.
Wow, he was quick, but he said a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Albert, I didn't know all of that. Albert, I didn't know all that was in you. That was really wonderful, honey. What do you think of that, everybody? He said a lot in a few words, didn't he? I didn't know that all. What do you think of that, everybody? Don't you think that he said a lot with such a few words?
It was very powerful.
There's the word, honey. You got it. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Albert, you surprised me, honey.
Happy birthday.
He usually just sits with a smirk on his face, and you never know what's going on in his head. But that was very, very put together. My goodness. Well, now we're going to have extra time for message bearing, and I see that I have Stan, and so whoever's going to be message bearing, would you please?
Billy, we're going to do announcements first.
Oh, I know. I'm going to do those, honey. I didn't forget those, Stan, but I do forget my own name sometimes, but I didn't forget that. This Sunday right here, for our Sunday service, is going to be... Lori LaPearl. Everybody loves Lori. Yeah, I saw some applauding going. Everybody loves Lori. Yeah. And then next Wednesday's going to be Kelsey. Yeah. And that'll be her first time to talk to up here with us. You know, Wednesday night is very informal, and it is a wonderful time, like for Albert, your first time to get up here and talk with us. That is really, Wednesday night's good for that. You know, just to come up and share your thoughts. Because, tell the truth, nobody has monopoly on all the truth. No one does. But we all have little threads of truth that we can put together. And it always ends up, God is love, and that's it. That's the hook, line, and sinker. God is love. So God's a part of all of us. It's not something we come or go to. Don't go to God. You didn't come from God. God is love. And is there anybody here that doesn't have any love in them? No. Everybody's got some love in them, don't they? And that's the very energy that helped you to turn your head there, sir. The energy within us. And that's God. So we don't go to or come from. Next Wednesday, the Kelsey, this will be her first time. So this will be fun to come and bring your love and cheer for her like you did for Albert tonight. And Albert, that was really good. It just kind of rolled out of you, honey. Yeah, it just rolled out. But if you look at him, you'll know why I call him Smirky. You know, everybody knows that now because you watched him up here. And